Taf Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Let us start with the Memra of Rav. Omar Rav, Duchsustes Harehi Kiklav. Duchsustes is equivalent to Klav. It's the same aloche like Klav. We had learned yesterday that they used to take the oil and divide it. The top half was called Klav. The bottom half was called Duchsustes. And Rav says, Duchsustes Harehi Kiklav. Duchsustes is the same aloche of Klav. In what way? Ma klav koisvin olav tfilin. Just like klav one writes tfilin, that we have in our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that is the shir of klav, lichtav olav parsha ktane, shal krishme, so that is a klav you write tfilin, after sustes koisvin olav tfilin. So the sustes is also kosher lichtav olav tfilin. Frag die Gemorre, Tnan, Klav, Kdei Lichtev Olof, Parshe, Ktanische, Betfilin, Shishma Yisrael, Klav, Ein, Duch Sustes, Loi. That's Rashi's Girse, that it seems, Davke, Klav, Vishir, is Lichtev Olof, Parshe, Ktanische, Betfilin, but Duch Sustes, Loi. So the Gemorre answers, Le Mitzvah. That a mitzvah min amufchar is that one should write tefillin on klav, but by the evidence it is kosher on duchsustes also. Toshima. Haloche lemaishe misinai tefillin ala klav umizuze al duchsustes. That's one haloche lemaishe misinai. Klav bemokem boso, duchsustes bemokem seyo. When you write on klav, so it is written b'mokem boso, that means on the bottom chelik of the klav, the chelik that was divided, so the bottom chelik, the chelik of the klav, which is facing the boso, the chsustes b'mokem seya. And when you write on the chsustes, you write b'mokem seya, that is the top chelik of the chsustes. The Ritva brings up Sasmachte that the Mokim Aksiv is Kvoidalakim Haster Dovam. The Mokim Ahester, that means this Mokim where you divided the Klav from the Dersustes, that is the Mokim Aksiv. So Klav b'mokim boso, Dersustes b'mokim seyo. So the Gemara answers L'mitzvah. Again, the Salah L'moish Mesinai, that what it says, Tfilin ala klav le mitzvah. But b'diyevet it is also good on the chsustes. Frekte gemore v'hosanyo shino posel. We learned a baraisa that if a person was mishana the way it says in this baraisa, it's posel. So you see it is not le mitzvah, likuve. So the gemore says, yeah, amezuzah. That's going amezuzah. The baraisa said two aloches. That tefillin ala klav, mezuzah ala duchsustes. So tefillin ala klav is la mitzvah. But the evidence could on duchsustes also. But that in a mezuzah ala duchsustes, that's takele ikuve, that mezuzah is davka ala duchsustes. So if you wrote mezuzah ala klav, it's possible. Frek de gemore vasanya, we learned another baraisa. Shino bozeh u bozeh posel. So Pashtas Advarim, it would seem that it means if you wrote a tefillin al duchsustes, if you wrote mezuzah al klav, it is possible. So here you see klav that tefillin al duchsustes is possible. So the Gemara says no. Idi v'idi a mezuzah. Both are speaking about mezuzah. So what's the shine bozeh u bozeh? If he wrote a mezuzah aklaf b'mokim seya, inami adursustes b'mokim bosa. Or he wrote on the dursustes b'mokim bosa. Let us see Rashi. Le mitzvah, mitzvah min amuvcho klaf b'ino. Ustame the cholinish mitzvah mal yisavit. A person, when he writes parashis of tefillin, he does the mitzvah kitikune. Hilkach leimatzne dechsustes letfilin. A person will not put away dechsustes letfilin. Vahava leimatznein kamoyu. So that means a shir of a parsha ktane, a person is not matzni of dechsustes, because he would not write a parsha ktane out of dechsustes. Lemezuzo in kosva ala klap. That's what it says, Shina Apostle. That's speaking about mezuzah. If he wrote a mezuzah ala klap. So the Gemara says, it says, Shine bozeh u bozeh posel. So what's the two bozeh? So the Gemara says, Ho the cause of klap. So Rashi puts in afilu, bemokem seyo. Vechoshkein bemokem boso. The hilchese mezuzah bemokem seyo. Ho the cause of adursustes bemokem boso. Now let us explain what Rashi is telling us. Rashi learned that the Beraisa is telling us two halachas. Before we go to the Li'ikuvah, the Beraisa is telling us two halachas. By mezuzah and two halachas by tefillin. But let us learn the two halachas, what it says by mezuzah. Halacha number one is mezuzah al duchsustes. That if we're speaking about, we have klaf and dursustes, mezuzah al dursustes, not on klaf. Now it says a second halacha, dursustes b'mokem seya. So Rashi learned pshat. What does that mean, dursustes b'mokem seya? It means that the mezuzah shehu nichtav al dursustes, the mezuzah is nichtav b'mokem seya. So it means there are two halachas nemru b'mezuzah. Halacha aleph, it's nichtav al dursustes. Halacha beis, that it's nichtav b'mokem seya. So now, the Gemara says, shina bozeh u bozeh posel. So what's the two cases that'll be posel? So the Gemara says, number one, if he wrote a klaf b'mokem seya, that means the mokem seyer you have, because that is the halacha mezuzah b'mokem seyer, but it's not on the sustas, it's on klaf. So shina b'zeh klaf b'mokem seyer. What's the second shina? The second shina is adur sustas b'mokem boso. There it's the right oil, you're writing tak adur sustas, but it's in the wrong place. That's how Rashi learns pshat from the Gemara. Shina b'zeh b'zeh boso, once he was mishane, which oil? And once he was mishan in the mokim. He wrote in the right mokim, but the wrong oil. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Now, let us see Tosfos. Idi v'idi amezuzah, ha de kosva. So the Gemara says that both are going by mezuzah. And ha de kosva, a klaf, b'mokim seyo, v'hod de kosva, duchsustes b'mokim boso. V'im toima, frek toisves, amai loy koma, idi v'idi atfilin. Let us say both are speaking about tfilin. Klav b'mokim seyo, v'duchsustes b'mokim boso. And duchsustes b'mokim boso. Now, l'chayre, this Taisvis is very schwer. If Taisvis would have learned like Rashi, if Taisvis would have learned like Rashi, that we are saying that the Baraisa is telling us two halachas. One halacha, which oyer you write mezuzan, and one halacha, which mokem you write mezuzan. Only two halachas. So now the Braisa told us two other halachas. The Braisa told us two other halachas. That what? That tefillin is ala klaf, and tefillin is b'mokim boso. That's the second halacha. Now, the halachas which are mentioned by tefillin are le-mitzvah. Just like the halacha, tefillin ala klaf is le-mitzvah, so the second halacha, tefillin b'mokim boso is also a mitzvah. That's l'chayde. That means if we are consistent, if we would learn like Rashi, so that the two halachas by mezuzah ali ikuvah, the two halachas by tefillin are the mitzvah. So Tosfos kasha finds sich nicht an. Tosfos says, amai loikama idi veidi atfillin. Both are speaking about tefillin. Klaf b'mokim seyer. So first of all, why should klaf b'mokim seyer be possible by the Ebed? Just like the halacha of tefillin ala klaf is lemitzvah, it's telling us two halachas here. Just like the halacha of tefillin ala klaf means lemitzvah, it should be ala klaf, it could be b'dach sustas. So the second halacha, tefillin ala basar, is also will be lemitzvah, but if you make ala seyer, it'll also be good b'dievet. How do you know to split the halacha and the maraisa? So what's pshat in the first half of Tosfos? Idi atfilin. Klaf b'mokim seyer, and it's b'dievet. Here Tosfos name is on b'dievet, it's no good. V'dursustis b'mokim boso. And this is tamazay apela, v'dursustis b'mokim boso. If the Gemara says klor, that according to Rav, tefillin is good and duchsustis, and tefillin is written by Mokim Boso. So, what's to tzich don Taisus? What is Pshat in Taisus? So, the Chassam Sofer is Meir Einayim, and he says, Taisus learned in Ganzen nicht wie Rashi. Taisus learned a different Pshat in the Bereise. Now, let us say over the Bereise. Halach elamayshe misinai, tefillin ala klav, fine. So the first, the law is telling us where you write tefillin you write ala klaf. Where you write mezuzah, al dersustes. The second, klaf b'mokem boso, dersustes b'mokem seyo. This is not a halacha in tefillin or in mezuzah. This is a halacha in klaf and dersustes. Klaf is only written b'mokem Boso, Dursustis is only written b'mokim seyo. This is not Rashi said halacha mezuzah b'mokim seyo. No, and that's mitzmayodik meduyik in the Baraisa. The first halacha is telling us where you write tefillin and where you write mezuzah. Tefillin is written ala klaf. Mezuzah is written. Mezuzah is written al dursustis. That's number one. And number two, but now how do you write on a dursustis? How do you write on a klaf? So that the Baraisa says, klaf b'mokim boso. Dursustis b'mokim seyer. This is zichalikuve. This then is zichalikuve. Klaf can only be written b'mokim boso, and dursustis can only be written b'mokim seyer. Frektach teisves, soy bazoi, if the Baraisa said that zev is zev psulim, both are speaking about tefillin. And what are the two cases that is possible? Tefillin can be written sayan klav and sayan dursustis. But there's halachis where you write on klav and there's halachis where you write on dursustis. So memele klav b'mokim seyo. If he wrote b'mokim seyo by klav, that's no good. Because klav can only be written b'mokim boso. V'dursustis b'mokim boso. It's also possible. That means, the whole thing that Rav says, you can write a tefillin on klav and dursustis, but there's halachas where you write on dursustis. There's halachas where you write on klav. Klav is only b'mokim boso, and dursustis is only b'mokim seyah. So why did he say, idi v'idi amezuzah? And Tosfos in the Kasha is Moira de Kishmak. If that's some of the way he said like this, he could have said differently. Because if it's EDVED at Tfilin, so Fakert, he's saying, there's a halacha by Tfilin. There's a halacha that, as he tells us, the two halachas of Klaf, b'mokim Basar, and Rsustis, b'mokim Seyer, these two halachas are likuvim. If it is the way our Gemara says it, so he's telling us two different halachas. What is he saying? He's saying, mezuzah and klav, that's possible, because it's klav.
Mezuzah b'mokim seyir. He's talking about klaf b'mokim seyir. So he's telling us two psulim by klaf. Number one, it's on klaf. And number two, it's b'mokim seyir. That's one psul. And then he's telling us another psul that mezuzah and duchsustis b'mokim boso. So it's a klepzach nisht. Like if he's saying zev zeli kuv zev zev posel, he's talking about two different halachas. One halach he's talking about that the chsustis is leikuve if he writes it b'mokim boso. The chsustis leikuve if he writes it b'mokim boso. And then he's telling us mezuzah is posel b'mokim, is it write it b'chlal on klav? And then if you write it on the seyer of a klav, it's a klepzach nisht. If it would say the way Tosfos asks by tefillin, so it's telling me mamish two grode halachas, two equal halachas, that the chsustis b'mokim seyer is ma'akiv, in klav b'mokim boser is ma'akiv. So Melo, that's Tosfos kasha. And Tosfos l'shitosai is very good, the kasha. According to Rashi, the kasha finds a nishto. That's how the Samsev explains this Tosfos. V'yeshloime d'neichelei l'kiyumi l'shinuye kame. He wants to go with the first eretz, the shonei amezuzet. The first eretz, he said that it's zeli kuve, so it's going amezuzet. So he wants to say, kivaita kibi going amezuzet. He could have said the other way around also. Zok de Gemara Vaita. Viboye Seidem. Another Teretz. Is what is your kasha? You're learning Poshib Shat. That Shino Bozeh U Bozeh Posel means that if he wrote a mezuzah and klap, or if he wrote Tfilin and the Chsustis, it is posel. So asking Akasha and Rav, because Rav said Tfilin and the Chsustis is kosher. Vibo yiseimo, shino boze, uboze tanoi. Shini boze is a machlokes tanoi. In Taka, there's one Tana that's not like Rav, and there's one Tana that holds like Rav. This Anya. Shino boze, uboze posel. That's Taka holds, and he's going to say Tfilin, and aduchsustis and say mezuzah and klav. Rabbi Achi machshir mishum Rabbi Achi bar Chanine v'omri lo mishum Rabbi Yaakov v'Rab Chanine. And so Rav learned pshat. What is pshat? Rab Achi is machshir. He's machshir by tefillin. And he's machshir in ganzen. Rab Achi is machshir by tefillin. That by tefillin he holds and aduchsustis is also kosher. Let us see Tosfos. V'Rabbechoi machshir. V'im toime v'isov v'rav k'Rabbechoi. Le'imanami klav hareyu k'duchsustis. So say the same thing that mezuzah should also be kosher and klav like it is kosher and duchsustis. V'yesh le'ime rav meforish. The Rabbechoi le'imeforish ela atfilu. That rav lo'im pshat Rabbechoi is not machshir legamri. You said she the bozer bozer posel. Say tefillin and say mezuzah. No, Rab Ach is machshir by tefillin, but by mezuzah he also holds that it's posel, and it comes out that Rab holds like Rab Ach. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Rabbi Acho machshir veRav muki l'derabachoi at tefillin. That he's speaking about tefillin, not machshir all over. Tfilin the cause for now the chsustes v'omar kibosei. And Rav holds like Rav Achoy. Rav Pope Omar, another teretz, if I'm for Rav. Rav the Omar ketane devei menashe. Rav holds like tane devei menashe. Yes, king akashe, he holds like tane devei menashe. The tane devei menashe. Kosvo ala niyo, ba'ala metalis, psulo. Ala klav, ala gvil, ala duchsustes, kshayra. Kosvo mai, what are we speaking about? Ileime mezuzah, the case where it's good. Mezuzah a klav mikosvine, can you write a mezuzah on klav? Elo lav, tefillin. So we see that tefillin, so it says kosvo ala klav, ala duchsustes, is kshayra. So you see klav, that there's a tanda that holds, that tefillin is kosher and duchsustes. V'letaymeich tefillin agvil mikasvinen. So I'll ask you, speaking about tefillin, do you write tefillin agvil? Elokisanya hi b'sefer Torah. So it's no raya. So it can't be like Tona Devei Menashe. So it's going because Tona Devei Menashe says it's collided on Gvil too. And I feel like the Rav, you can only write Tfilin and Klaf and Dursus, it's not on Gvil. So Kochach Tona Devei Menashe speaking about Sefer Torah, so Memele is, it doesn't have to Rav's memory. Let us see Rashi. Niyol Shalasabim. Gvil me'ubed ba'afatzen. So it seems Rashi holds, this we had yesterday, we had a Taisus, Taisus brings a yesh meforshim, the klav of the chsustas einam me'ufatzen. And this is Rashi shite. Rashi holds gvil me'ubed ba'afatzen. Gvil is me'ubed, and Taisus holds that's not the chilik. The chilik is that klaf and the chsustis is you split toyer in half, and gvil is the complete toyer. But Rashi seems to hold that's the chilik. Gvil is ma'ubed ba'fatzim, and klaf and the chsustis is not ma'ubed ba'fatzim. Zaktoises. Elo lav atfilin. So the Gemara said that what it says, kosva, if he wrote, kosva al niyol, Akosva la klaf ala gvil val duchsusis is speaking about filin. Fektoisves vaho diktoni kosva loshen ekeide. If it's speaking about filin, should have said kosvoi. Hainu mezuzu shebet filin. We heard yesterday that the parshias of filin are called mezuzu. So that's a loshen ekeide. Mezuzu shebet filin. Filin agvil mikosvinen. Vim toima, odis nan beperikam de megillim. Ein bein svorim, litvillin o mezuzis, elosh asvorim nichtovim becholosh. O tvillin o mezuzis, ein nichtoveis, elo belosh an ashuris. So if the Tanda wants to tell us the difference between tvillin o mezuzis and svorim, so the only difference is in the loshin. That Tfilin and mezuzahs are nichtav only b'loshen ashuris, b'loshen hakodesh, and that's nichtav b'chol, teiches nichtav b'chol loshen. Rektach teisves from Asud, we have another limud. Amai lektoni nami, shetfilin and mezuzahs ein nichtavim ala gvil. And the Sefer Torah is written ala gvil. V'hoi meri, the lektoni lo, Mishum deloy mifsel begvil mechatayim. He says we are being medamet tefillin and mezuzahs, and that tefillin and mezuzahs are the same. That it's not all gvil. Deloy mifsel begvil mechatayim. Elo mishum shezeh dinoy beklaf. That tefillin is dinoy beklaf. Vezeh beduchsustes. So memele, so it's different dinim eistis. Here pshat is klaf v'loy gvil, and here it's duchsustis v'loy gvil. It's not a din loy gvil. It's a din duchsustis. Gvil is not duchsustis. Gvil is not klaf. So memele, so it's be'emesin, they're not the same. Here because it's missing klaf, and here because it's missing duchsustis. Aval hod nechtov v'mashuris ave mechataime. But that, but tefillin and mezuzahs is nichtav b'loshen ashuris. That's like a one time. Kedushin and hosam b'gmore v'hoyu b'abiyosan yehu. V'oy da'afilu atzmon einom shovim. That tefillin and mezuzah are not afilu atzmon einom shovim. Shezeh ala klav, vezeh ala duchsustis. That means, ein bein svarim atfilin mezuzis. Why do we say that this is ala gvil? And that's the difference between tfilin mezuzis. There's a difference between tfilin, not only is the difference between tfilin and sefer Torah, there's a difference between tfilin mezuzis and gufe. Shezeh ala klav, vezeh ala duchsustis. So ein bein means that in this nakuda, these two are the same. They're not the same. One is al klav and one is al duchsustis. Fart. Umiyu kosher. Dabe motzi lemisne shasvorim nichtovim ala niyor she'ene mochuk. That a sefer Torah you could write on paper, niyor she'ene mochuk. The davka ala niyor mochuk posel sefer Torah b'mesecha soifrim. Mesecha soifrim state that davka niyor, you're not allowed to write a sefer Torah on niyor mochuk. Avol tvilin ein nichtovim ala al ha'or. The Muchach Bereish Perik Shemayne Shrot. He says, Tvillin and Mezuzis are only Nichtav Aloir, Niyor is Possel. Mashayn Ken Sefer Torah is Kosher on Niyor. Niyor Mochuk is Possel, but Niyor is Kosher. The Sam Sefer is Mavaya. What is the difference between Sefer Torah and Tvillin and Mezuzis? He says, because the Gemara Darshans Leman tia teres Hashem beficha. By tefillin it says Leman tia teres Hashem beficha min hamuta beficha. That the parshiyas of tefillin should be written min hamuta beficha. Min hamuta beficha we learn out that it should be a mean that is muta beficha. That means one is not allowed to write tefillin on a klaf from a behemoth meyer because it's not muta beficha. An avela, you're allowed to write, because it's a mean that is mutter beficha. So memela, so that is the drosha. You have to write, so vaistois, tefillin are written on minim, where there are osa dike minim, and mutter dike minim. The Torah said you should write on the mutter dike min. Niyor, there's no such osa dike min and mutter dike min. Niyor is always mutter. Afilu you'll have from Klaya Kerem or Olo, so Pshad is, it's not a din in the mean. It's like Nevela. It's God, this one became also, but there's no such thing that there's a mean asure. In the vegetable kingdom, all meanim are kosher. There's no mean puzzle. So Memele, so by Tfilin it says, Laman tia teres Hashem beficha. So we learn out that the material that Tfilin are written on has to be of a mean that vaistos, that there is osadike and mutadike, and you have to write on the mutadike mean. You have to write on the mutadike mean. Mezuzah is hukish le Tfilin. So Mamela we learn that mezuzah also, it has to be written on something that has a kosher amin and a posel amin. So therefore, mezuzah is also a posel al niyor. Sefer Torah is not hookish litfilin. So mamela, you don't have this drosha. So mamela, sefer Torah, you can write on niyor. So that is Taisvis kasha. So here we have a gevaldik kasha. Hastis, tefillin and mezuzah have a tzadashova, they have to be written on minim sheyesh ben ksheirim absulim. That means it has to be written on oyah. And Sefer Torah does not have to be written on the. So Mamele, why didn't it say this in the Mishnah? Betzorech iyun b'Yerushalmi b'Perek Kama de Megillah. This is very awesome what Tosfos says. Tzorech iyun b'Yerushalmi b'Perek Kama de Megillah. So the Chasam Sofer is nice enough to tell us Pshat and Tosfos. The Yerushalmi asks, so Taisus and Menaches answered this kasha. What did Taisus say? Taisus said that what the Mishnah says, Ein bein Sefer Torah, Tfilin Mezuzah, this is Ksavashus, this is Nichta B'choloshen, that Taisus says the Mishnah is only speaking about the Ksiva of Tfilin and Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. How it should be written, but on what it should be written, the Mishnah isn't speaking about that in Gans. So the Mishnah isn't speaking about it. Shvarem for the kasha. So you can't. This is already what it's written. This is Niyor is good. Niyor is no good. So Memele, that's what Taisus and Menachas answers. Aber v'tzorich iyon from the Yerushalmi Perikama the Megillah. The Yerushalmi Perikama the Megillah asks that Sefer Torah is written on Shnei Oyrois and Tefillin and Mezuzah is written on one Oyr. So Memele. So that's the Yerushalmi's kasha and the Mishnah. So that means doch from the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi learned that the Mishnah is also speaking about not only the Loshin of Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah, but on what it is written also. So Mamela like the Yerushalmi in Perikama the Megillah, I don't have my teretz what I answered in Menoches. So Mamela is bitter. That is Pshat in Taisvis. So Chiyam be Yerushalmi, Perikama the Megillah. Vim Taima. Niyol she'enei mochuk nami livsol b'sefer teire ki the paslinen Megillah de Saite mishum d'chsiv b'sefer. He says, the Gemara says you cannot write on the Yol a Megillah Saita because it has to be a Sefer, so why stays in the Yol? Does not fall into the category of Sefer. Say b'zoi, so a Sefer Torah also has to be a Sefer. V'nira d'niyo nami diktoni b'megillah d'saita, that is no good, haynu b'mochik. Ah, that means niyo mochik. Just like it says in Masech the Sefer, niyo mochik is possible by Sefer Torah also. Ava gav d'loi porish, even though it wasn't meporish, g'dash k'nochi gav b'sefer Torah, here also it's not porish. It says, kosva al niyo it's possible. Kosva al niyo it's possible, to niyo stam. So this is Shitas HaTaisvis. Shitas HaTaisvis over here is that you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah on paper. That's Einei Mochik. That's from the Sam Sefer brings, I think Taisvis in Menoches is Chaylik, and Taisvis holds you cannot write on any Niyor, and that what it says in Mesechta Seferim, Taisvis in Makur, in Mesechta Seferim it says, the Dakin Yomochik Postle Sefer Torah b'Masechta Seferim, that in Masechta Seferim says Niyor Mochuk, so there Dakin Metaisis is Mochuk, the word Mochuk, from Masechta Seferim. So Memela, that was says Masechta Seferim, you're allowed to write on Niyor, means any Niyor. So that's a Abokapondim, it's a Machlokes and Taisis. Zochte Gemorre weiter. Lema Messiahle. So the Gemorre says, I have a Raya, to Rav. He says, what did Rav say again? Rav said that tefillin is kosher sai al klav and sai al dursustas. Kiyotze bai, we'll see soon what the kiyotze bai means, but it says further as follows. Nabaraisa, tefillin shebolu. If tefillin became old, the sefer Torah shebolu, ein ois in mehen mezuzah. You cannot use it now for a mezuzah. The fish ain't meridin mikdusha chamur al mikdusha kal. So you cannot make from tefillin a mezuzah. Taime the ain't meridin. Ha meridin oisin. Feist ois. So let's speak about one halacha of the baraisa. Tefillin shebolu. You have old parshis of tefillin. So you want to use it now for a mezuzah. You want to use it now for a mezuzah. So it says you cannot use it because there's a problem. Ein meridin mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kal. But vaistois ho meridin, if you would not have this problem, then you could take a parsha of tefillin and make a mezuzah out of it. D'chsiva amai, what was the parsha written on? Lav d'chsiva d'chsustis. That it was written on d'chsustis. That means we have to have an article that is kosher, sefer tefillin and sefer mezuzah. So al kol kocha was written on d'chsustis. So the mele, so we see klo, that tefillin is kosher on d'chsustis. So teiraya to rav. Let us see Rashi devar. So Trashi, Messiah Leila Rav, Kiyotze Bay, what's the Kiyotze Bay? Reisha the Braise, speaking about a different Allah. Tfilin shall yad, oisen, oison, shall roch. You're allowed to make the parsha shall yad, oisen, oisen, shall roch. For oisen, shall roch, ein oisen, oisen, shall yad. Lefi, shein merid, mekdusha, chamura, lekdusha, kala. That's one Allah. Kiyotze Bay, another case. Sefer Torah shebolo ein mechatche mimeno yiriye sheparshi yishma boyim shemoye b'soicho lekoivon b'mezuzah. You cannot cut out parshi yishma and parshis v'hoyoyim shemoya and you'll make it for a mezuzah. Now, there's a big problem. We'll see in Tosfos the problem. That halacha is, we have mentioned before, that mezuzah has to be me'or echot. So how could you cut out one parsha of Shema and one parsha of Avoyim Shemoy? It's two oiras. How could you do it? So the Ritva asked the Kasha, and the Ritva says in some of that Shitas Rashi also, that's what the Sam Sefer says, that he sewed it together. And Tfirah is called a chibur. So Memela, so without the Chesoron, without the Chesoron of Eimi Ridim Mekdusha Chamura Lekdusha Kale, so Memela, I would do that. I'd cut out Parsha Shema, Parsha Zvoyim Shemoya, and Fartik, and I would sew it together. Now there's a problem of Eimi Ridim. Let us see Tosfos. Ha meiridin oisin, if it would be meiridin, is oisin. In fact, Tosfos avo gavde be parshas voyim shemoya rochik mi parshas shma. So how could it be oisin? How could you take two parshias and make it a mezuzah? So Tosfos and Iluya Sheinfeld, oisin de kom ar hainu, as follows. She'im parshas shma ksuva b'sayfa omud, if parshas shma is b'sayfa omud, Yichtoiv achreho vohoyim shemoye begilyen. So he'll write achreho vohoyim shemoye begilyen. That means he'll use parsha shema and afterwards write vohoyim shemoye. Oyim hoyo parshas vohoyim shemoye beroisha omud. Yichtoiv lamayla begilyen parsha shema. He would write parsha shema and he'll use einfal. Now the Taz in Simon Reish Tzadik in Yeredeye frekt amoyredike kasha and Tosfos. The halacha has to be kesidron. You have to write the mezuzah kesidron. So bishloim in the first case, if Shema was written in the Sefer Torah, so he writes underneath it, Vohayim Shemay is no problem. But if Vohayim Shemay is Bereisha Omud, how can you write on top of it Parsha Shema? That is the Taz's kasha. So the Taz says, he's machia from this Tosfos, that Shitas HaTosfos is, that the whole din of kesidron by mezuzah is only in the same parsha. The same parsha, the words have to be written kesidron. But one parsha, and the other parsha, there's no din of kesidron. The Rambam Shita is klonit azoy. The Rambam Shita is that the one parsha also is, both parshas are written kesidron. Aber kaponem dos is Shita satoisvis. And the Taz says you find by Krishma also the same thing. That it also has to be lain kesidron, but in the parsha is you can juggle around. So you see, the parsha is an entity b'fnei atzmei. As long as the parshas were written kesidron, it's good. Al kaponim, this is Shitas HaTosfos. The Chasam Sofer brings down from Achocha Mechot the problem that the Rishonim had. So he had a poshet eitzer. What was his eitzer? How could you make a mezuzah out of a Sefer Torah? So he said that you had a Sefer Torah. And he started from Shema and Parshas Eschanon, and he wrote whole Parshas Eschanon and Parshas Ekev on one Yiriyah, which it seems Meikar Adin is good. And the next Yiriyah, he's in the middle of Ekev, he started Vahoyim Shemoya. So now he'll cut out, it's on the same Yiriyah, two Amudim. He says, one Amud will be Parshas Veschanon and Parshas Ekev, and the second Amud, the same Oyer, will be in the middle of Ekev, Ohoyo in Shemoya, and Memele, so Chayach and one Klaf, both Parshias, now there's a Chesoron of Ein Merib. Al Koponim, so we have now a Raya to Rav, because it says that theoretically, without the Halach of Ein Meribin, Mikdusha Chamura Lekdusha Kale, I could take a parsha of tefillin and make it for a mezuzah. In Al Kochach, we have to say that it is speaking about that the tefillin were written under sustis. So we have a raya terat. So the Gemara says, loy. No, that's not pshat. The pshat in the Baraisa is dechsiva al aklaf. That the tefillin were written al aklaf. Tefillin and the sustis is possible. Rav is wrong. You cannot write tefillin and the sustis. No, it's speaking about he wrote tefillin ala klaf. Like the Gemara, if he wrote tefillin and klaf, so how can you make a mezuzah out of it? Mezuzah is dafka al the sustis. Mezuzah a klaf mikas vinen. And, yeah, you can't write a mezuzah klaf. But asanya, we learned in a baraisa, kosvo ala klaf, this is speaking about mezuzah, kosvo ala klaf ala niyor vala metalis psula, omar Rab Shimon ben Elozo, Rab Meir hoya kosvo ala klaf. Rab Meir used to write mezuzah ala klaf. Mipi she mishtameret. Because it's mishtamer. Hashed, found it. So now, what did we find? So we just found out that there's a Tana, a Meir, that holds that you can write mezuzah laklaf. You can write mezuzah laklaf. So mezuzah sayal duchsustus and sayal laklaf. So memela, so it's already no raya, that from this baraisa, so it could be speaking about that tefillin is osar al duchsustus, But mezuzah is kosher ala klav, so memela shalom al Yisrael. So the Gemara hashte the osis lahochi. Now that you're just telling me that by mezuzah, till now we were under the impression that mezuzah is davka al duchsustus. But hashte the osis lahochi, that what? That Rameya holds that mezuzah is kosher ala klav, is la rav nami. So now could be this was pshat in the memra of rav. Loitema dursustis areyu kiklav. Could be not Rav said that dursustis is like klav. And he was speaking about mezuzah in just like, he's speaking about tefillin. And just like tefillin is kosher ala klav, so tefillin is kosher al dursustis. Dursustis areyu kiklav. Ela eimo klav areyu kidursustis. That's what Rav said. We only have a member of Rav that he was medame one to the other. So till now the Gemara was under the impression that he says duchsustus areyu kiklat, that duchsustus is good for tefillin also. And now the Gemara says, since we see Rav Meir said that klaf is good for mezuzah, so maybe that's what Rav said, that klaf areyu kiduchsustus, aleim klaf areyu kiduchsustus. Ma dursustis kois ven olav mezuzah, av klav kois ven olav mezuzah. Zot Rashi. Hash the dosis lohochi, the mezuzah a klav ksheira, that he provided mezuzah an klav, loitayme bimilsa darav dursustis areyu ki klav, no we'll say fakel, that klav areyu ki dursustis. Zot Taisvi. Hash the dosis lohochi, Oymeri, the milse de Rav stome nishnis bebeis amedrash. That Rav's memre was said stome bebeis amedrash. The klav the dursustis shovim. The nusach, if he said klav is like dursustis, or dursustis is like klav, that wasn't nimsa. They just know Rav says that they shov. Baha yasava betchile, at first the Gemara held the Leinian Tvila Kama, that he's speaking about Tvila. Leimotzi Koi, the Masi Kashta Dilni Mezuzah Kama. And the Maskonis HaGemara is that it's not talking about Tvila, it's talking about Mezuzah. Poho, the Sanya Lael, Shino Bozer U Bozer Posel. Ay, mezuzah is kosher. Idi ve'idi atzvilin. Besugiyed ba'akayim et ozlo kefi maskona d'shmai. So now the Gemara dreitz achibah. There's a shverikait here in Taisvis. Taisvis says, v'hoyo sovo b'tchile d'le'inyin tfilin koma. The Gemara held that Rav is speaking about tefillin. V'loimotzi koi. But it couldn't remain like that. Adamasik. So l'cheir, it's very schwer. Watch out, loimotzi koi. Where did the Gemara disprove this? The Gemara is going differently. The Gemara is saying, I have a raya to Rav. The Baraisa says that without the halach of Eid Meridin, you could take a parsha of tefillin and use it for mezuzah. So we see that it's possible the same material you write tefillin on, you can write mezuzah. So the Gemara, the Avamina held, so you see you can write tefillin
on the chsustes, because mezuzah is only on the chsustes. So the Gemara answered, it's no raya. Could be, you could write tefillin on klaf, and you can't write tefillin on mezuzah. So it's no raya. But what pshat Taisus says, v'lo imotzi koi, it didn't remain. Why didn't it remain? You could say like this, you could say differently. The Sfas Emes wants to say his other problems also. He says, Lule de Mistafina, he would say that Taisvis was not Goyres in the Bereise ala Klaf, the Divrei Tanakame. So the Bereise goes like this. A mezuzah a Klaf mikosvinin, ain. Vosanye kosvo ala niyor vala metalis psule, mezuzah, Omer Rab Shimon ben Eloza, Rab Meir hoye koisva ala klaf, ibnei shemishtamerish. So it comes out that afilu the Tanakame said only Niyor Metalis is psule, and he also didn't pass for klaf, and Rab Shimon ben Eloza said Rab Meir hoye koisva ala klaf, that he held its mehuder in klaf, and the Tanakame also did not pass for klaf. So if we are moichik ala klaf, so it comes out that everybody holds that mezuzah kosher al klaf. Then we have here a problem. Rashi wants to say lulu de mistafine. So that was the maskonas hagemoran. You have to be moichik ala klaf b'divrei tanakama. Zok to gemara baita. Diyoi kedei lichtoiv shtei oisiyos. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Tone, shtei oisiyois bidyoi, shtei oisiyois bikulmis, shtei oisiyois bikalmarin. That the shtei oisiyois, so Rashi says like this, beis oisiyois bidyoi, that it means if a person was moitzi shtei oisiyois, he was moitzi the amount of dyoi that it takes to write shtei oisiyos. So beis oisiyos b'dioi, what is dioi? So Rashi learns dioi yovesh. It seems it is the powdery form, which just like we had the bayayin mozug, that you could add liquid to it, abol kaponim. So beis oisiyos b'dioi, dioi yovesh. Shtei oisiyos b'kulmis, or it could be speaking about that he took out wet ink. And how did he take out the ink? Two moreifanim. Either bikulmis, that there was ink on the kulmis, on the pen, to write to Isis. Klaima kolecha de mapik lei shiurei ki shtei Isis. The shir is shtei Isis. Shtei Isis bikulmis. Shtei oisiyos bekalmarin. Kalmarin sasa sefer. This is the inkstand that the sefer had, that there was some ink there, and so he took out this kalmarin with ink that had shtei oisiyos. Now there's a machloikis orishainim by this din of shtei oisiyos bekalmarin. The Rambam Perik Yutches Halacha Tes on Hilcha Shabbos says as follows: Im hoitzi hadyoi bifnei atzmoi oy biksas tzorich shiyehei boy yeser mizeh. You need more than bezoisiyos kidei sheyale mimenu ala kulmes lichtoiv bezoisiyos. That means, if you have a kalmarin is a keli that is holding ink. So if you have here the exact amount of ink that can write shtei oisiyos, you will not be able to write shtei oisiyos on a pen with this ink, because al kochach something will be left over in the kalmarin. So memele, by kalmarin you need more. Exactly how he learned pshat and hoitzi adyoi bifnei atzmei veisach nishklo. But the Rambam says, by hoitzi adyoi bifnei atzmoi, oi biksas, tzor shihei boi yoiser mi beis oisiyos. Dei shiyala mi menu ala kulmis, lichtoiv beis oisiyos.
The Rav HaMagid brings down that Rashi is choylik al ze. Because Rashi seems to say, that means even though theoretically bepoil, one will be unable to write shtei oisiyos if it's bekalmarin. Segeit miton. That is the shir chashivis. That means as long as he took out a kalmarin which has enough ink to write beis oisiyos, so memele, so that's sufficient. Boy rove, ois achas bedyoy, ois achas bekulmes. If he took out ois achas bedyoy, ois achas bekulmes, ois achas bekalmarin, that means any combination of these two. Mal, take, so the Gemara blives by a boy. So Bemisin, the Sam Sefer and the Sfas Emes Amba Eirer, Lachayre, why shouldn't it be good? He took out a pen that had a dioy oisachas. He took out a kalmarin that also has a dioy oisachas. So he took out dioy of two oisias. What is the shayla of the Gemara? And to make things more complex, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, oisachas bekulmis voisachas bekalmarin. Zuk Taisvis afa pi sheshnei kulmisim mitstarfen ki ay gavne. That means if he would take out two kulmisin and each one has dioy oisachas izichachay, he took out dioy shtei oisiyos. But the shaila is, if a kulmis and a kalmarin is mitzaref. So the shaila is, why not? We have aloche kol sheshiureyem shoven is mitzarefin. So why shouldn't it be mitzaref? So they both want to say, the Chassam Sofer and the Sfas Emes want to say that according to the Shitas HaRambam, perhaps we can understand the Shail of the Gemara. Because the Shitas HaRambam is that a Kalmarin has more than Shtei Oisiyos. So it's Ein Shiurei and Shoveis. He says a Kulmis needs exactly two Oisiyos. And this needs more than two oisiyos. So memela says ein shiureyim shavois. So memela could be it's not mitzvah. According to Rashi, daf man fashtein what the shail of the Gemara is. Zogt Rashi, ois achas bedyoy, ois achas bekulmis, mi mitzvahfi oiloy. Is it mitzvahfi or not? That's the shail of the Gemara. So all of a sudden Rashi asks a kasha. The amrit typically mishum kulmis. In Rashi, what's the shiloh? So what is the shiloh? So maybe it'll be potter. He took out one ois, the kulmis, and one ois, vidyoi, oisachas vidyoi, oisachas be kulmis. In Rashi should become mechweizni mechuiv and the kulmis. So, she says, the kulmis, she should be chai. So Rashi says, "Loi mechay v'olei, yishum shehu tofel lepoches mikishir." This nan lekamo, amaytzi oichlen poches mikishir bekli pota. Afal akeli bnei shakli tfeil oloi. A person took out poches mikishir oichlen, so since he's pota on the oichlen, so he's pota on the keli also, because the keli is a tofel to the oichlen, and the oichlen is poches mikishir. So Rashi does eichet is al bezach. He's not chayiv on the kulmes because the kulmes is a tofel to the dioy, which is a chotzi shir. The Sam Sofer explains this Rashi that why did Rashi only ask on the kulmes? Why didn't Rashi ask on the kalmarin? Why did Rashi chayiv typically mishum kulmes? So the Chassam Sofer says that Rashi held like this. Rashi knew that there's a din, that a tofel does not become mechuyev. Rashi knew this. Now Rashi asked a meiridike kasha. Since you need the kulmis to write the ois with, so in the meloche, the kulmis is not a greater tuffle then the dioi. That means you're taking out the kulmis and you're going to write the ois with the kulmis. Going to write the ois with the kulmis. So since I need the kulmis for the ksivis ois, I'm not going to use the kulmis as a kalmarin. That means I'm going to write the ois with the kulmis. So it'll be the ksivis ois. So one isn't a greater tuffle than the other. You need both for the ksivis ois. That was Rashi's kasha. So Rashi said, but since you have dioi achotzi shir, and the Chasam Sofer explains Rashi, that means the other dioi that you have that's in the Kalmarin, you will be unable to write two oisis. Because the Rambam Lamaisa said by Kalmarin, if you would have exactly Ksivis Beis Oisois, Oisi Oisa Lamaisa, you do not, if you would have the exact shear, you won't be able to write Shtei Oisias, because you won't be able to take out the whole thing. So that's what Rashi is telling us over here. Rashi Lishi Tosai. Rashi holds that you have exactly one Ois on the Kulmis, in one ois in the Kalmarin. So lemaise, you will be unable to write two oisiois with the kulmis, because the ink in the Kalmarin is not enough to write another ois, because part will remain in the Kalmarin. So that's what Rashi is mechadish. Rashi says, so since you'll be using the kulmis only for a chatzi shir, you won't do the whole meloche with the kulmis. Because you can only write a chatzi shir with the kulmis. So maybe that's Rashi says that it's a, so that's Rashi's tushta. Mishum shuhu tafel, lepoches mikishir, so maybe that's why you are not chayiv. Omar Rove, hoitzi shtei oisi ois, v'kosvan kshuhu mahalach chayiv. He was writing the shtei oisi ois b'shas he was going. So he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Ksivoson zuhi hanochoson. That the ksiv is called the hanochet. Zogt Rashi. Kshehu mahalach, shloi omad lofush. That b'shas, the Chasam Sofer is medayik from this Rashi. That means if it would be omad lofush, so you have hanochas gufoi, it's called the hanochet. So zich it's called that there was a hanoche and the dioi b'shas ksive. No, it was loy omad lofush. It was only omad likate. So shloy omad lofush tavi hanoches gufoi hanoche, that hanoches gufoi should be considered hanoche. Hanoches gufoi hanoches chayfet. Afalohochi chayev. The ike hanoches dioi alaksavu. So Sam Seifer learns that Rashi is telling us that legabi the dioi omad lekatef would help. That since this is the ike hanoches dioi alaksavu, so if there was a omad lekatef, that would help. If it wouldn't be an omad lekatef, according to Rashi, it wouldn't help either. Zogt die Gemara weiter. The omar rove. Hoitzi ois achas v'kosvo. V'chozar v'hoitzi ois achas v'kosvo. So he took out two oisies. Two times a potter. My time be'idna da'afki le'basreise chosalei l'shiyure dekamaise. Zogt Rashi. V'chozar v'hoitzi behelem echot. So he should be chayim. Chosar Chosalei shir de kamaisa. So it's missing the shir of the first one. Why? Kshemis yavesh, when the dioi dries up, nechser ashir. So lemaisa, when he took out the second ois, there was not kayim the shir of the first ois. L'chi gomro hoitzo, do ba'ine litzrufe. When the gemara hoitzo comes about, you want to be mitzarev the two oisi ois, Ein kan shir beis oisies. There is no shir of beis oisies. So memele, you will be potter. V'yom harove. Hoitzi chatzi groi grois achas. A person made a itzo an achatzi groigris. Vehinicho. And he put it down. Vechozal vahoitzi chatzi groigris achas. Vehinicho. And he also put it down. Rishoyna nase kemishe kolta kelev oishe nisrafo upoto. So the first chatzi groigris is ilu, ki ilu like it wasn't munach. He didn't make the hanoche. It's ke'ilu a kelev went and chapted a reis or got burned. It's ke'ilu there was not a hanoche on the first chatzi groigris. So memele is not chayiv on the second chatzi groigris. Frag the gemore v'amai hamonche. It's lying down. What shat nase kemishe kol ta kelev? And for the gemore, that's right. If it's tak is still there, it's tak a chayiv. Hochi koma. V'imkod avig biya rishoyne, koidem anoche shniye, is nasas rishoyne kemishe nikluta oishe nisrefo upoto. Zogt Rashi, kemishe kolta kelev, disnan lekamon hazoirik, v'kolta kelev poto. V'loi havi anoche mikoichoy. This is not anoche mikoichoy. V'ochinami, because haistis, the kelev went and chapter the rois. Vochenami ki gomra hoitzo, when he was goimer the hoitzo, botlo la hanoche kamaise, vahavye command the lesser. So it's command the lesser. That's pshat in this halacha. Zogt de gemore weiter. Vomarobe, hoitzi chatzi groigris vehinicho, וחוזר והוציא חצי גרויגרס והעבירו דרך הולכו. He took out the second חצי גרויגרס and he passed by דרך הולכו over the first חצי גרויגרס. חייב. So he's חייב. פרק דגמורה ועמי אולו אינוך. There was no אנוכה. So why is he חייב? He passed by, he went further. And with the Gemara, Kigoyin Shehaviro Toich Shloisha, it is speaking about that he was Mavere Toich Shloisha to the first Chatzi Groigris. So it's Keilu, it was Noch. Toich Gimel is you say, Lovut. Frag the Gemara, V'oma Rove Toich Shloisha L'Rabbonon Tzorich Hanoche Al Gabi Mashu, that is not sufficient that it is Toich Shloisha. You need a hanoche. It has to be noch al gabi mashu. It doesn't have to be noch al gabi dalad al dalad, but it has to be noch al gabi mashu. So memele in here is a viro aleo. So memele here it's not considered noch. And for the gemore loy kashe, kan be zoireg, kan be mavil. By zoireg. So then in order to be chayiv, you need a noch al gabi mashu. By Mavir, you don't need a Hanoch al Gabi Mashu. Let us see Rashi. Le Rabbonon, the Pligi le Kamon ba Zoyrik, ve leslu Klute Kamisha Uncha, they did not hold the Svar of Klute Kamisha Uncha, afilu Ovra Samach le Karka, loy mechayev. So he's not chayev, ad she tonuach, it should rest al Gabi Mashu, mokei. Koshu, that it has to stop, it has to be noch an amokim koshu. And what's the chiddush loy bein amokim dalid? Like this is halacha, you need anoch achshuv, it should be amokim dalid. Here you don't need amokim dalid. Hoyul b'soich gimelu. Since it's toich gimel to the karke, so you have amokim dalid. Obor mikol mokim hanoche kol dubina, but you need anoch, it should stop, it should rest on something. So memele, so here where's the anoche? So the Gemara answers, Mavir leitzorich anoche, Mavir does not need anoche. The mancha biyodoi. That's called, it's noch. Gabi, this nekuda of noch, it is also called noch. Was the gewinzer biyodoi. The yodoi smuche lekarke. So Lamai says, so that what it's gefinzer biyodai is called noch, and then it's smuchel lekarka, so it's called noch al gabi dalet. Zok toisves, vehaviro derech oleho, meforesh orav poires. Here it says that he's only chayiv on the second, chatzi groigris, if it passed over the first Chatzig Roiges, Meforesh Harav Poiris, Duhu Adin, Afilu Shaloi Derech Oleho. Afilu, it did not go over this Chatzig Roiges. Im Eviro Teich Shloisha Lekalke, Mitztare. Doesn't have to be over this Chatzig Roiges. He took out from Rishus HaYochit to Rishus HaRabim. And he took out another Chatzig Groigris to the Rishus HaRabim. So if it's Teich Shloisha Lekalke, Mitztarev. So it's Mitztarev. The Amrinim B'Samuch, the Gemara says, Weiter, Behelam Echad, Chayev, Afilu L'Shtei Rishuyes. That according to one man, the Yomar, he took out to two Rishus HaRabim. So he took out from one Rishus HaYochit to one Rishus HaRabim. And then he took out from another Rishus HaYochit to another Rishus HaRabim. It's also mitzturif, so he took out a groigris to a rishus harabim, even though they're two rishuyis. Va'afilu Rabbi Yosi that is choylik loyboy elo rishus achas. You have to take out the two chatzig groigris to the same rishus harabim. Avol oleo loyboy, but there's no such a loche that he has to bring it over the first chatzig groigris. That means as long as he took out in yisod, if you'll add it up, he took out in yisod. A groigris to Rishus HaRabim is chai. So why does it say here v'ira derech oleo? V'noka derech oleo. Tafilu gavoya mina karka gimel tfochim chai. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is even though it is gavoya mina karka gimel tfochim. So lemaise it comes out, it is not lovo to the karka. So afal pikein it is chayiv, ki even da havi toich gimel lachatzi groigris amunachas al gabi karke. That since it's toich gimel to the chatzi groigris, and that is munach al gabi karke, and this is toich gimel to that chatzi groigris, so memele it is also has a locha of munach al gabi karke.